Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from downtown Green Bay, coming your way from Oshkosh, coming your way from the 41 corridor. Is that what you call it?
Well, that would be our listening area. The 41 corridor. Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and everything in between.
Okay, there you go.
800,000 people. Gizmo, 800,000 people could listen to us.
Seven of them do.
I think we're up to nine.
How are we doing on the poll here? What are we doing in the pool?
With the knuckles?
Convoy.
So we're doing, just to remind our listeners, Johnny and I were talking about how did you learn.
Okay, and the way we got to this, because Pella has this thing going, says when you order by November 30th, they have no interest and no down payment, okay, for up to 36 months. And we're figuring out, is that the last day of the month or not?
Or is there the 31st, right?
So we did the 30 days, half September, which, April, June, and November. So there's 30 days in November, obviously.
Which makes no sense.
And he goes, no, you got to do the knuckles. I have no idea what the knuckles
okay,
are.
So
do you, Gizmo?
I did learn the knuckle thing, actually, yeah.
Gizmo was, so, hey.
Convoy, how are we doing?
Convoy.
It is 4-2 for 30 days.
Okay. I mean, two tickets to Frank's Dinner Theater at stake. For the winning side.
Okay, but
somebody on the winning side is going to win.
But Gizmo, you didn't weigh in. So one more for the knuckles with Gizmo. That's how he learned.
Then one for me. Then I was the other way.
And one for me.
And one for me.
To be fair,
we're all the same.
To be fair, though,
hey,
Pete!
Hang on. John's just got to win. He just
did. To be fair.
How did you learn how many days there are in a month? Knuckles or the 30 days?
Or did you use a calendar like most?
So.
Okay, well, we tried. We didn't. That didn't work. You know how you knuckles
September, January, April, February, June, November, or the knuckles thing. Which way did you learn?
You didn't?
God,
man,
thank you.
Poor kid. Where'd you go to school?
Convoy. Okay. Put
him
down.
All right.
Convoy. He's
all right.
From
Marinette. You can't. That's fine. He's from Marinette. All right. That says it all. See,
wow.
We've been talking about the holidays and the Christmas spirit, and there's so many things you can do. We just had Terry Ruffsgard in here talking about Project Christmas Present, how you can donate gifts that will go then as a gift on Christmas Eve to the residents at the new community shelter on Mather Street. And we talked about events you can go to, Frank's Dinner Theater, Big Daddy D Productions, high school plays. But there's a lot to do. And some people, to get into the spirit, they just watch a good old movie. And I grew up on 34th Street. So
I've never seen that.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Uh-uh.
What?
Oh, man. No, I haven't. I've never seen that. Wait, I
would
watched
not
It's a
admit
Wonderful
that.
Life.
That's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
That's really not that great. Miracle on 34th Street's better.
Can we talk about that?
I mean, really, listen to Gizmo, who knows theater.
I think it's just a little bit better. It just has a little bit more, it just pulls your
heartstrings.
Substance, a
little bit more, and it's the true meaning. And
it really
does.
That
angel on the bridge and all that ringing, that's a little weird. But anyway.
Okay, but can I just say this?
Yes.
One thing about It's a Wonderful Life, too, that I don't like, it's like the guy was kind of a jerk. I mean, how mean he was to his kids and yelling at his kids and his wife and everything. He wasn't that nice of a guy. Because it's like, okay, when the pressure's on, when things are going bad, how do you handle things? That determines what kind of a guy you are. He was really mean to his family. And you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It was a time, different time.
Yeah. But that Miracle on 34th Street is quite a story because she did not
Can I tell
believe.
You my favorite line from It's a Wonderful Life?
Let me guess. Clarence what?
In the bar.
Okay.
And Clarence is ordering a drink?
Yeah.
And what does the bartender say?
I didn't watch that much. I've maybe seen it 10 times.
Listen, buddy. We serve hard drinks for guys that want to get drunk fast.
Come here and work a Packer game.
That's great.
Okay, but let me just say this too, though. What guy in the It's a Wonderful Life has the job I always wanted and still covet? This is the job I still want to do someday. What is it? He has my ideal job.
What do you want to do? You don't want a bartender.
The bridge tender.
Oh,
the bridge.
Yeah.
The bridge tender.
That's a pretty gravy job.
I want to be a bridge tender.
You did. That is true.
It's kind of a lonely job, though.
Isn't I like lonely.
He does.
Oh, well, I like
totally
lonely.
Seclusion.
I'll read a book.
His goal.
I'll read books.
He's going to disconnect someday. But
yes,
right now,
we're off the grid.
We got him. We're going to leverage him while we have him here.
Yeah.
So, Gizmo, Miracle on 34th Street, which, again, I watched that a lot because I grew up in Two Rivers, 2833 34th Street, and for years and years. And you have a production coming out called The Miracle on 35th Street. Doesn't really take place in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's in the loading dock behind Macy's, you know, where all the action is.
Okay.
It's where all the you know, real people are.
All right.
You know, because, you know, in a most stories, there's always people that are, you know, maybe a little bit more than real life, I guess. These are, I guess, that's kind of the way I look at it anyway. And this is kind of the real life people. They're working in the loading docks, you know, they're swearing and they're talking about drugs and things like that. Because this is an adult show, just to be fair. It's not for kids. So it's just sort of the idea that they mention a lot of the references to 34th Street. There's some mentions in there, and there's some other stuff about Christmas and things like that relate. But it's a nice sort of different take on the original story, and then a kind of its own story.
I like this. So you know what? Because, you know, what do you give me every week? You give me the New York Times.
I do.
And I read it cover to cover.
You do.
And I was reading, I think it was the book review aspect of it.
Which is great.
About Gay Talese. Is that his name? The author?
Is that the one that just won that Big Ten Award?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the way he got famous is by writing stories on those kinds of people.
Mm.
And it's like nobody had ever really done that before. No, I got this one. Mine should be the Menicani bridge tender up in Marinette. Let me know where to apply. I will take that job. But anyway, what if his most famous things that he won like a Pulitzer for was this big article he wrote on, so he wanted to do a feature on Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Sinatra wasn't feeling good and wouldn't talk to him. He's just a jerk. I heard Frank Sinatra was a big jerk, to be honest with you. And so he wrote an article, big thing called Frank Has a Cold. Okay. Mm-hmm. And all he dealt with was people around him and all the little things and the guy that brought in the equipment and all those people. I guess it was a fascinating story, but that's what he did. So it sounds like the same idea that you guys have with this Miracle on 35th Street.
Yeah, it was written by Paul Goska. He's a local writer. And what's interesting, back the story up a little bit.
Is it related to Eric Goska?
I'll check.
Eric wrote for the Press Gazette.
Oh, probably.
And wrote the definitive history on the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow.
He took every season. It's one of the greatest books ever written. Hmm. He took every season of the Green Bay Packers, every stat, every player. It was incredible. It's like one of the greatest books you'll ever see. That was Eric Goska. So I don't know if he's related, but
I bet he is. I know that writing—that's a talent.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's
awesome. So he wrote this Miracle on 35th Street, the loading dock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now here's the thing: we. There's a group of us that get together occasionally on Saturdays at a little coffee shop on the East Side, and we do some writing. And that's where this sort of evolved. He was starting to write the story there, and then it just sort of evolved from there, and then pretty soon he's got a play put together and it's like, hey, let's do this. And typically there are a lot of troops right now putting on a lot of shows. I heard you mention Frank. He's great. I'm going to go see his show on the 16th, I think. And then there's other shows going on. Broadway Theater in De Pere's doing A Christmas Carol. It's a musical. Really
that's
great show.
Been going on. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody's seen that, but I mean, you can go to that. This
is,
again,
what is it?
Again.
What play are they doing?
A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol. Yeah, it's a musical. Yeah, it was sweet.
Okay.
I wore my Christmas Carol shirt today.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta promote that. Who is Natalie Wood in the loading dock? Do you have is there a little girl in there or?
Yeah, technically we do have a little Susie.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see.
I played softball against Natalie Wood's sister. I did. Lana.
She doing?
Remember in Tucson?
Oh no,
remember people from Hollywood there?
That Lana that came. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So so we do have some, you know, there's some kind of crossover, if you will, characters that I think are kind of cleverly placed and put into the story. If you want, I can run through the cast here real quick. I have my
before. There is a connection to Miracle on 35th Street. It's just that this takes place at the loading dock at Macy's.
Yeah.
And is it sad? Is it funny? Is there music? Tell me a little bit about the atmosphere of the. I want to go to this because I like Christmas and I'm going to try a lot of different things. Daddy D Productions, I want to put a plug in for them too. They have a great Christmas show as well.
I think their shows are all sold out actually.
I know.
Yeah. So that's okay. That's a good thing.
But I know John Minow.
Yeah.
So.
The idea is that, you know, it starts out with some people in the loading dock and they're sort of complaining a little bit about the holidays because they're working and they're just sort of, you know, having some conversations. And then it sort of evolves into the story that you know, involves a little bit of Christmas spirit and a little and
awesome.
A small miracle, if you will. And it's just, I think it's just a nice take on the other one. And it just sort of, you know, it's just a nice different, something different. You
great.
Know?
What is? And that's, you know, I mean, right? Wicked. You can play
right,
off.
Exactly.
Something
yeah.
the wizard. And so when does this open? Tell me about this. Is that the Carlton, which is a great venue? I mean, you guys have done that right.
That's, yeah.
I love the seating, the sight lines.
I think it's awesome that somebody took that over and it's made something out of it. Because like, when I was in real estate, we were looking at different ways. How can we, you know, transform this into something else and whatever, whatever. And it's like, no. This was built for something like this. Yeah, keep it this way.
It really is. It's a nice venue, and it's it even has a little green room off to the side. You know,
yeah. Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's sort of a narrower sort of space, if you will, than typical. But it's still plenty of space to do a great show, whether it's live or you know musical or any of that kind of stuff. But this should be a
first movie ever signed. Green Bay was there
was
back.
It? Yeah,
it's still going on. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I spent a lot more time there when Barnett owned it.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
At the club? Club 56.
It was the 50s, yeah.
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 That didn't work.
Boy.
And we had a lot of issues there. But you know the other thing I like about that is right down the block, there's a couple small businesses I like. I like the 70s bar. Do you guys
I've never been there. We got to go there sometime.
We do. That, I like.
I've only driven by.
Okay.
It looks interesting with all the neon lights.
Okay, one night, you and I are going to the
70s
bar.
And then right next to that is that Green Bay Burger.
Oh, okay.
Which I've
not
seen,
been there.
Oh,
what's it called? Smash Burgers?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
I'm going. I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and that's over.
All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to the Smash Burger place,
tonight.
Then we're going to the 70s bar.
Hey.
They're right next door. That's what I do. I do both together, but we have friends coming in.
Mine or the Mary. The town.
We have friends coming in for the Chiefs game, and we'll do those two things.
Okay.
You know, and it's just, it's Green Bay, too. 70s bar, Smash Burger. But that Tarleton is, and that's all that same area. It's nice. It's free parking. And anyway, go. Tell me when is show open, and I want to hear some of your cast members because I probably know some of them.
The show opens this weekend. There's only two performances because this is a small production group, if you will. You know, we're not attached to one of the many theater troupes around here, which are great. So this is sort of an independent show. So it's we're only running two performances, Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Tarleton. And I'll run through the cast really quick here. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. You got we have a violinist named Kayla Fuller. Paul Gosca playing Tom. Andy, played by Astro Gar. You know how I am with names, right? Garsky. Our beggar is Dawn Byrne. Shopper slash prisoner, that's me, Gizmo. We have a couple of shoppers and prisoners, Michael Gerondale, Lee Kerwin. And then our Santa, we have a Santa played by Pete Dignan. He's really great.
All right.
Okay, you got to hang on 1 second. Stay with us.
Sure.
We're going to set a quick break. We're back more with Gizmo.
Cool, thanks.
Right after this. Welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on WGBW WISS 97.9 FM. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Folks, they hope you never, ever, ever call them. They really do. Because if you don't call them, that means you don't have water in your basement. That means your pipes haven't exploded. That means you don't have mold all over your place. That means you haven't had a fire in your house. That means that life is good. So they would be totally fine. But if you are in those situations, it's going to be a very sick feeling. I've been there. I've seen other people that have it. And I'll tell you what, you've got people. You've got a friend. You want to talk about dial a friend? You've got one here. And all you have to do is dial 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST. MidwestRestoration.com. They will help you in so many ways. If your basement gets flooded, you call them. They'll come out there. They'll take out the carpeting. They'll take care of whatever the pipes are. They'll get the people to take care of all those things. And if you tell them that Mino and the Mayor sent you, you'll get up to a $250 Visa card and will donate up to $250 to your favorite charity. You won't find anybody that will be more right there alongside of you in your time of need, of flooding your house, of mold, of fire, of all those terrible things that can happen in a home than Midwest Restoration. They speak from the heart. It isn't just another company. They will help you in the most sincere way and the most friendly and personable way you'll ever find.
That's a great ad. And that's so true. They are. I tell you what, they have built that business successfully on their reputation of taking care of people when people need them the most. And like John said, you know, you hope you never have to call them, but they get a lot of calls of gratitude from like neighbors and stuff saying, thanks for helping my neighbor. But man, your sewer backs up on Christmas Eve. These guys will answer the phone and be there.
Christmas Eve.
I should give a shout out.
These guys are unbelievable. Yeah.
I should give a shout out because when you had the guy in the last week or a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh man. And I went and shut my water off.
I was like, oh, I was right on that. Absolutely.
That's because I had a pipe bust. Not think I busted my garage, but still it caused quite a mess.
And I told you I had that one house I was showing in real estate. You can't believe the force of frozen water on copper pipes. It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
And in toilets. Like I said, all the brand new toilets. There was a house that flipped. Every one of them was ruined from the water.
So, and somebody's got to clean that up. And these guys do it. And they do it joyfully.
I might go work for them one day.
I would not do that, John.
After your bridge tending job.
Get off the bridge tending thing. So where would be a bridge tender? Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, will you help me out?
Yes.
Okay.
I you're off all winter.
Really?
We have to open a bridge. Who goes through there?
No one comes in.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
No, those guys don't.
Could I still go there?
Pardon me?
Could you still go there? I just want to sit in that tower and read.
And read porn?
Oh, my God. Where in the world is that?
You don't read porn, to be fair.
I don't know. When's the last time somebody's read porn?
I don't know. I was trying to make a joke. You would read your...
Penthouse Forum?
I don't know why I said that. I should have said that.
Wow.
You sit up there and you wait.
Is your mom listening right
now? You wait. I hope not, Mom. Yeah. Mom, I just did. Somebody sent me a note and said to read that. Right.
Yeah.
You sit up there and wait for the boat. We were going to go to automated, where it would be done automatically, so all the bridges would open up timely, and there would be no more bridge tenders. But they didn't like that.
Let me ask you this, because that's on my little walking route when I walk.
Oh yeah.
What if you're halfway across walking? How do you know to get off in a hurry?
Oh no, there's a protocol with when the bells start.
Okay.
And that is a defense for having someone there is they can see if someone sleeping or
Johnny. Absolutely. Or somebody was hearing impaired and couldn't hear it
right.
By the way, that's
a good gig.
I thought of you the other day.
Most people there have been there for a while.
Last time I walked, I thought of you.
What's that?
Because a lady was walking her dog.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I found a dog more spoiled than Milton.
Wow, good.
Because a dog was sitting in a wagon and she was pulling it.
Wasn't really walking the dog. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. He wouldn't get that right.
All right, I'm just saying. We are here with Gizmo talking about his theater group. They're going to be performing at the Tarleton Theater, Miracle on 35th Street. It's Saturday and Sunday. Is that right, Gizmo?
Yeah, that's correct. Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
Tell me about some more of your cast members.
Okay, so let's see. We do have our Santa, as I was mentioning, Pete Dignan. He's great. He's a perfect Santa for our show. And then we have a prostitute who we've given her an actual name because there's a story there. But her real name is Rachel Wozniak Sanford. She's really great.
Okay, can I just say something? Let me just say something. So I like Turner Classic Movie Channel, the whole old movie. I love watching those old movies. So last night, the feature was... I want to say Deborah. Oh, I can't think of her name now. But she played the part of the prostitute in It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
And it was all movies that she had been in. Graham was the last name. Deborah Graham, I think. But she played. Remember the girl? They didn't really say she was a prostitute.
Right,
and,
but you kind of got the idea.
Right. Yeah. But it was the whole thing was series on her movies. And they're good movies like Glenn Ford and different people. Yeah.
But that's the analogy to your prostitute.
Is her.
You call her what she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yes. A working girl, they call it now.
Right.
Girl. Right. Oldest professional.
What's the best line from the movie Working Girl?
I don't think I saw that movie.
Harrison Ford? Melanie Griffith?
No.
No? Best line? The secretary comes in when Harrison Ford goes, could I get you anything? Coffee? Tea? Me?
Yeah, okay.
Now you sounded like the girl from My Cousin Vinny. A carburetor has four, you know, whatever. You know?
Positive transaction.
Yeah. All right, moving forward here. So the rest of our cast, there's only a couple more. We do have a cop. Well, we have a couple of cops. Cop number one is Andrew DeLorel. I believe I got that right. And our cop number two is Vesper Stanford. Great, great, great people.
What were the names of the cops in It's a Wonderful Life?
I knew he was going to say that, and I was just thinking about that. That one would be pretty easy.
We'll have to start calling our cops because they don't actually have names. No.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow. So this is right on Walnut, right? Tarleton Theater.
Yeah.
It's a nice environment. And that's nice because you can still hit that show and take in the Packer game, too, because the game's at 7. And your show is at 2 on Sunday. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Nice night to get out. How do we get tickets? Price range?
I believe tickets. No, you've got me there.
All right, just give us the website or the phone number. People can do this on their
own. You can call the Tarleton.
Or
you can just show up. I don't know if they'll be available at the door, depending on how sales go, but I believe you can just contact the Tarleton for tickets.
That's what we'll do. We'll call the Tarleton. A nice way to get into, see a little different angle on the Miracle on 34th, because now it's called the Miracle on 35th.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. And I just love your acting. I think you have a real stage presence. Well, you obviously know that because you've been doing this for years. Yeah. But and I'd love to see community theater, too. We don't have to go and spend a fortune somewhere else. We got a lot of talent right here in Greater Green Bay. Hey, just give a quick shout-out to the Evergreen again.
Evergreen Theater is also doing, they're doing Miracle on 34th Street, actually, coming up in a couple weeks. But right now, they have a young actors theater, which is just great. A lot of young kids, just a great outlet for those kids, you know. Yeah. They're not troublemakers. They're the good kids, really. They are.
just because some of us in acting were troublemakers. But right? John and I have talked about this. Like, we're, you know, a sports team, but that theater is lifelong lessons, getting up on stage, working
absolutely
with people that are older, younger, builds maybe a little
your
bit
confidence
different. It's just,
there's
I love
so
it
much good to come from theater. It really is. It's a way to give back to your community. It builds your confidence. It's just a great, great
place. And
you
can become an unbelievable magician,
you
too.
You can, if you really have the
like Gizmo
energy.
Hey, we need to bring him to the community shelter one day and
you
do
know
some
what?
Oh, for
magic
sure,
fun.
For sure.
That'd be, we're putting an event together. Yeah, I want you to come in. Okay. I won't make you make the pasties. You can just come in.
I got it right here in front of you.
I know.
You
gave me a magnet.
It's pasties, not
it's yes. Yeah, I know.
Right?
You're right. Okay, anyway.
Okay, two more cast members. We got our mother, Mary Spencer, Susie. Our little girl Susie is Mackenzie Reed. We got a robber named Jesse Cotherman. And then our warden is Allie Weaver.
Outstanding.
We will see you
at
Tarleton Theater.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nothing
says Christmas like a warden.
Miracle on 35th Street, The Loading Dock, Tarleton Theater.
Thank you so much,
guys. This weekend, you bet. Thank you, Gizmo.
Saturday. Thank you, Gizmo. Always a pleasure. And all the respect in the world for your son's service to our country.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with Pete Schwabe right after this. Mind on the Mirror.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
So, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM and 98.3 FM. Special thanks to Gizmo, who is also... And then, of course, he leaves us a little magic trick where it just leaves you saying, like, how did he do that?
So we have pistachios here. Far be it for us to have snacks.
No, pistachios are good for you.
Yeah.
They are.
Along with the Rice Krispie bars and M&M's. And yesterday we had this thing from...
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
When I went up to my brother's last week for Christmas, I weighed 225 pounds.
Oh.
I come back and weigh 231 pounds.
Yeah.
How do you put on 6 pounds in 4 days, but yet it takes like 4 months to lose 6 pounds?
Yeah.
How is that?
I don't get that.
That.
I don't get the math on
that. I don't get it either.
I've got the same genes you do for that.
It would take me 2 months to lose 6 pounds, and I put on 6 pounds in 4 days.
It's so easy to put it on.
Wow.
And it's kind of like, I think the depression adds to the frustration with losing and the ease of eating more. I think it's I'm in a bad cycle right now, but I'm going to the doctor tomorrow too. Well, so, good.
But anyway, but we were saying,
I'm
with Gizmo,
shot,
you just made Pete Schwab is joining us right now.
I got two words for you.
Yeah.
Competitive jazzercise.
Ah!
The pounds will melt away.
Okay.
You can eat pistachios while you do it. You
all right. Well, we're working out next week. See our mats here?
The mats, they're still in plastic.
Nice. Dr. Kristen brought us in.
She brought us mats. Yoga mats.
Well, Pilates.
Pilates.
We're starting Pilates.
And
is that big on the radio? Doing
no,
yoga?
Get this, Pete.
We're getting cameras.
We're getting cameras. Did you know that?
You're
getting
not
a show in this studio.
I am.
Yeah.
You're
gonna be live video wise.
So you gotta
start cleaning up.
Yeah, you gotta
I gotta lose some weight.
And you gotta wear a shirt.
Oh, come on. You can't do anything anymore.
No hoodies. No.
Did you ever act like in a movie?
Yeah.
Like what movie?
I was in a movie called Relative Strangers with Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was fun. I got to do a scene with Danny. That was great.
when the camera, when they, before they yelled cut, he and I were off camera. I would just tell him dirty jokes, and because I heard
really?
He loved dirty jokes. So
yeah.
Yeah, he was very cool. And I was in a movie shot in Marinette, actually, by a buddy of mine named Mike McGuire called Aquarians. He shot that about 5 years ago. And I did The Godfather Green Bay in Marinette thinking, well, I'll never act
right.
in another movie in Marinette. And sure
right.
enough, Mike, the young buck, comes back to town from Hollywood and makes his film there. So what else was I in? Yeah, here and there, but
Ron Livingston. Is that the guy that was in Band of Brothers?
Yes.
Okay.
In Office Space, yeah.
Man, he was, yeah, Office Space,
Peter
of
Gibbons.
Course.
Yeah.
Hello, Office Peter. Space is where he made him most famous.
Yeah.
Oh, thank gosh, that was phenomenal.
We're going to have fun with Office Space. On my show, that's the kind of stuff we'll talk about. It's just pop culture and movies and TV, and we'll quote movie lines. It's going to be a blast.
Awesome.
So we have Pete Schwabe in-house. He is works with our organization, with Civic Media, and is getting his own show.
give me one line. There's 9 million lines from Office Space. Give me one.
Okay, so. Hey, Peter, man, turn on the TV. Check out this chick.
Doesn't she look like your old girlfriend? I'm watching porn. She reminds me so much of her.
Well, he's like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, nothing, man.
Yeah,
damn,
nothing,
she
man.
Just gets that look.
Yeah, we're supposed to have 15 pieces of bling.
But the best is Gary Cole. Hello, Peter. What?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you. He's got the belt
this
and
weekend.
The suspenders.
Yeah.
So great. Yeah. So great.
You've seen obviously.
I have not.
Was Jennifer
oh, Jim,
Aniston.
You gotta
see it. Was Jennifer Aniston in that movie.
I've never seen
you know what? I liked her in that more than I liked
Me
her
too.
On Friends, more
totally
than
agree.
I liked her in the Vince
totally
Vaughn
agree.
Movie, anything.
Totally
yeah, she's
agree.
Great.
That is
very
such
likeable.
A phenomenal movie.
Agreed.
Such a phenomenal movie. So, Michael Bolton, what was your favorite song? Well, I didn't really listen to Michael. But your name's Mike Bolton. What is your favorite song? Go
I
ahead.
Celebrate his entire catalog. I do. I love his music. It's like giddy. We're smitten with Michael Bolton.
We could keep breaking out these all day long.
I'm realizing that.
Okay.
That's all right. We've got
right.
time.
Yeah.
But we're here to, I think a lot of our listeners know Pete Schwabe, but I think the big news that we're celebrating today is you are getting your own show.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be on for 2 hours every day.
Every day.
Johnny and I do that. But yours is in the, we're from 6 to 8 in the morning, you're
right.
from 6 to 8 in the evening.
No, I'll be on 8 to 10.
Well, 8 to 10.
Night, Monday through Friday, and
wow.
starting December 4th, yeah.
Nice.
I will tell you, and I'm serious about the cameras, because I have a new show that's going to be kicked off, and I got
yes.
an email, what about the dress code? It's radio, that's the way it was worded. It's radio, do I need to worry about the dress code? And I wrote back and said, look, I think they're installing cameras for video on December 1st, which is Friday. So you should
okay.
be cognizant. Will you have guests? Tell me about your show. What's the format?
Here's the thing with me. I cannot do a show unless I'm wearing a jockstrap and clogs.
Ah!
So if that is going
to
be a problem,
to the club.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the club. That was
what
funny.
What happened to radio? So I took the liberty there to try to be funny. And
yes.
And Jim, I'm sorry.
It's a little tougher in the morning. It's a little easier 8 to 10 at night. Tell me about...
Do they still make jock straps?
I wear a cup whenever
guys,
I leave the house.
Guys
just
don't
never
wear
know.
Them anymore, though. These athletes.
Don't they?
No, they wear those real tight, almost like biker shorts.
Yes.
Oh, compression yeah. shorts.
Compression
yeah.
shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah, those, I don't know. Hey, if it gets the job done.
You know,
right.
I pretty much wear those
judge?
All the time now.
Compression shorts?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's back to
you
Pete.
Like to feel compressed.
You know what, though? You need to wear a belt because they're so slick that it's like your jeans
you
want to slide.
You could slide down.
No lie.
Yes, that. Yeah.
I was walking through Menards one day, as carrying stuff. I had one hand in my belt loop,
and you're like
holding the pants on. True story. Yeah.
So, but at least you haven't gone to the suspenders. That's when you've given up. You know, I mean,
they're serviceable,
but they are.
They're service. They provide a
they
service.
Do.
Like,
they do the thing.
You get older, and the belt is like it's
that'll
like,
be next.
Yeah.
That'll be next.
Yeah. All right. So, Pete.
Yeah.
What is, if somebody said Pete Schwabe's got a show, what is the umbrella of your show? What
so
would
here's
that...
what we're going to do. We're going to talk about movies and TV and entertainment. Kind of that's the broad
fun.
Thing. We're also going to talk about really fun Wisconsin stuff. We're going to talk about arts and entertainment all over the state because my show will be statewide. So, you know, if Les Mis is coming to Madison, we'll talk to someone in the cast. Or if there's an independent film being shot in Green Bay, we'll talk to the filmmakers or... You know, if Tony Shalhoub comes back to Green Bay,
right.
I'll try to have him on the show. I met him at the grocery store in L.A. once. Nice
right.
guy. That kind of stuff, you know. And if something funky or funny happens in the state, we can talk about that. I'm hoping to give people a few laughs as they wind down their day after talking about politics or sitting in traffic. You know, just
right.
kind of a fun way into bed.
Nice.
And is it
yeah.
Pete Schwabe solo or do you have a co-host or
I
call in, text in?
Co-host.
How's that going to work?
Hey.
Well,
He's Pete Bleepin' Schwab.
Thank you for keeping it PG.
I sensed that when he looked at me like, what would he ask? I'm not saying I give you, I think I, if I were you too, I would go with your ego. I would go with your solo.
Your ego?
With your solo. Is that what you just said?
Pete, this is never easy. I'm sure the show's going to be great. Have you considered a co-host? I'm not even on the air yet, Jim.
Okay.
No, I'm going to have Con.
Oh, you got Con too?
I heard you call him Convoy.
Convoy.
Yes.
He likes
But my show is about, you know, entertainment. Converse, writing, directing. No,
he likes them all. He kind of likes Convoy.
Does he like Convoy? I can roll with Convoy.
Okay, we're gonna go with. Are listeners going to be able to text call in?
Absolutely.
Or, you're doing that.
Oh yeah. When I was on a few weeks ago, we played a game called Guess the Scene, where I played a scene from a popular film, and people had to text in. Eventually, we'll get to a point where we can give away prizes for that kind of stuff. I'm going to add like a variety element. You know, if there's a great singer, he can come in the studio or she can come in the studio. Do you think I could fit a trapeze in here?
Let us know.
No.
Would you ever want me to sing on your show?
I would love. Oh my God!
Thank
acapella.
You.
Only yes. acapella. Okay. Yeah. Yes,
that's good because then there's nothing to match it against. Yeah, that would be.
You guys are like the Seals and Croft of morning talk.
Right? Having burned to fly away, fly away.
Hummingbird.
Yes.
Did talk radio in the morning in Green Bay. I'm looking at him right now. That's just my. I don't even remember Seals and Crofts.
I hated that song.
So did I. That was a bad era. Worst top 40 song of all
totally.
Time. That's number
Which
two.
Which one?
Number one, Paul Anka.
Well, Paul Anka's awesome.
1974.
If you say Moon River.
Nope.
No, that's Andy Williams.
Oh, that's Andy Williams. Yeah, never mind.
Having my baby.
No, that wasn't Paul
what
Anka.
A lovely way
that wasn't Paul
go
Anka.
That you're thinking of me. Yes, it was. Paul you want to make a bet? Anka. Paul Anka. It was a top 10 hit in the summer of 1974. Todd, who knows everything about music, is shaking his head.
Paul Anka?
Paul Anka, 1974, Having My Baby. Worst top 40 song of all time.
So it's about a woman having his baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, come on.
Fatherhood's a great thing.
Wouldn't put you through it.
It's a
terrible song.
It's a terrible. No, no.
Todd, can you find that?
No, no.
Convoy, can you find that song?
Don't.
Relax.
It's like,
go
it's
ahead.
A small.
Convoy, give it to us.
No.
Convoy,
they're going to get it. They're going to get it in their head.
Turn the mayor's mic off.
They're going to get it in their
give
head.
Give it to us. Give it to us.
It's like
give it to us.
It's a small world after all.
On August 24th, 1974, Paul Anka.
It was, huh?
Hits number one. With You're Having My Baby.
No. Okay. Number all right. one.
All right. All right.
Give it to us.
Don't play.
Give it to us.
Don't play.
Boy.
Please.
Just relax, Jim. Here we go. Attention. Paul Anka, 1974. That was the bell.
Oh, I like the elevator opening.
Don't. Okay, we'll go out to.
Right. That was Paul Anka getting off an elevator.
By the way, is Milton listening today?
Yeah.
All right.
Listens every day.
Hi, Milton. Milton, are you there?
He listens
Milton, there?
Every day. My dog. Well, you were here on Friday. Did you see
Because every time we ring that bell, one guy's dog goes crazy. I just want to do that for Milton.
I don't know.
I was not here on Friday.
You were here?
That was Thanksgiving. No, I was not here.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't here.
Okay. He was here on Thanksgiving. Because
your dog?
Yeah.
Oh,
here it is. Here it is. Listen to this.
This
listen
is the stupidest.
Just listen. I told you it was the stupidest song.
It was.
Listen.
But it also was number one for a long time.
Number one.
For like too long. Yeah.
Whoa.
That was Paul Anka. I was thinking, okay, enough.
Well, is it because he's in love with the girl?
No,
he's happy.
Listen, hang on. No.
No. No,
I think he kind of like impregnated somebody.
No.
Hang on. Listen.
No, yeah. He's appreciating her.
Listen.
No.
Listen.
This is not a.
Ooh.
No, it.
What you having, my baby?
Okay, that's enough, Convoy.
Wow.
Thank you for playing that. And that's the last.
That was number
one. For too long.
For number one. For no matter how long it was.
It was. Yeah. If it was longer than a day, it was too long.
That's awful.
Convoy, how long was that? 1974?
I bet you
it was on Muskrat Love,
August of 74.
Oh, Muskrat Love. Did you just say that?
Muskrat Susie.
That's
Muskrat Sam.
That's right up there. I don't think we should introduce
their thing in Muskrat
Land. I think the Captain Tennille.
Captain Tennille, 1976.
Yeah. I don't think we're doing Mr. Schwab a lot of favors talking about the worst songs.
Oh, listen,
he's on here.
If I can get the Captain and Tennille in here to perform live,
yes.
If they're still alive, I would love to do that.
Well, the Captain is not.
No?
No. He's gone.
He passed away.
You look like the captain. If you wore a little skipper's cap, you would look like the captain.
What are you trying to fight me?
I met him and Captain Tennille one time. They were singing the national anthem at a Lions game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I met them. They were standing on the sidelines with me, like in the end zone.
He was a streaker. He ran past. He goes, "Hey, guys."
He wouldn't talk.
Really?
No, and she was like about 6'3".
Yeah, she's very tall.
Well,
he was like 5'10". She was like 6'3".
You know what? I always thought she was like, 5'9", and he was like 5'5". But he was taller than, because you're right. I mean, obviously he was a Sonny and Cher thing a little bit.
They had two number one songs that year. The other one was?
Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Do it to me one more time. Oh, yeah. Lunch is never enough.
Okay.
Yeah. What she's talking about?
I know this guy's work at the Holiday gas station in Virginia, Minnesota. Pumping gas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've had the best job.
I know, right?
Hasn't he?
You've had the best.
Yes.
I'll tell you about the time I was a garbage man.
Yeah.
Were you really? I've always wanted to be a garbage man.
What was the acceptance?
Oh, my God. I always wanted to be a garbage man because I would have collected so much stuff that people throw away.
You would have.
I had a good buddy that was a garbage, and he used to collect stuff for me all the time. Now it's illegal.
There's some guys that are pack rats like that.
Yes, and they would call me, and they'd bring stuff to the radio station. It was the greatest thing ever.
Or they'd keep beer if it was expired. They didn't care.
Yes.
Right. No, it's free
beer. I got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, the gas station, what wow. And what was the acceptance rate where you went?
Wow. Wait, for what? For college?
Hey, John's was like in the 90s.
He said the acceptance rate where I was, can you fog a mirror and you're in?
Where'd you go to school, Pete? I mean, really? Or you didn't?
College, I went to DePaul University.
Oh, hey, that's
in Chicago.
That's...
I went to Marinette Catholic. It was called Catholic Central in Marinette.
Yes,
we moved up there when I was in junior high from Chicago, and I went to Marinette Catholic Central. And I went to DePaul.
So the bug for theater bit you in grade school, high school, college?
I'll tell you exactly. I started.
You're
going to
tell me
comic.
After the break because we're running out of time. I want to
hear this.
What
this playing? Is what a fast play? Story. I'm not. No, I'm
just... Hang on. Give it to us, Convoy.
All right. This is a good journey.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We're at Pete Schwabba. Who is going to be starting up a state? We're not statewide.
Why are we disappointed?
Hey, Todd, thanks a lot.
I was a little hurt when he said that, but I let it go.
I didn't want to say anything.
Me either.
I didn't want to say anything. We're being nice.
I know.
He's got this little show.
You got a statewide
up.
Show. And
well, I'm going to be statewide.
They shut us off in Oshkosh.
Wow. I don't make any of the decisions.
Yeah, sure.
You guys are both getting raised.
Oh, okay. So you think you're. Who loves you, pretty baby? Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor and Pete Schwabba joining us here. Got a text here. I learned knuckles. That way I always have them handy when I need to check how many days there are in a month. How are we doing, Convoy, on the poll?
Thank you for that honest
answer. Who's in the lead, Convoy?
6-4, and 30 days is winning.
So I'm winning.
Yes.
Okay, well, nobody's texting in. They're driving. We got to continue this.
So one of the six people that are voting on my side... We'll win two tickets to Frank's Dinner Theater.
It's also 7:51. We have
seven minutes left.
Break it at 7 minutes left. But hey, so Colin, how did you learn
who
the?
Who'd you just say, Colin?
I mean, text in. I'm sorry.
Oh,
how did you learn the?
Yeah, that's the text.
30-31 days. Text in. Con, how do we do this again?
Convoy.
So you download the Civic Media app,
Convoy,
select WGBW as your station, and then you can text in.
All right,
there you go.
So we're in-house. We have Pete Schwabba, and you've heard his name because he's been doing the news on Civic Media for a while, right?
4 months.
Well, just 4 months?
Yeah, not long.
Any longer.
New to the
news. No disrespect.
But your expertise is in...
No disrespect. You don't seem like the typical radio news guy.
I fought every urge I could to be funny. Or try to put a joke. And sometimes it worked if it was like a lighthearted story. But yeah, like when the Kurter Burger came out.
Because most of the radio news guys I've dealt with, they're pretty just the facts,
ma'am. All about business.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I mean that in a most complimentary way.
Thank you.
But boy, I bet that's got to be tempting to add, because
they
called us Smart Alex back in the day. But to add something to a serious story is...
I've gotten in trouble
over
the course of my... There's a reason I lived in Los Angeles for 14 years. There's a reason I did not have a house in the Hollywood Hills, and it's because I, at times, couldn't stop myself. Go for the joke.
Wow.
Get the laugh.
Yeah.
You'll
Were
be a legend.
Were you looking to be an actual working actor? I mean, making a living acting?
Kind of. I went out there, I was a stand-up comedian, and I had been on TV a lot. You know, all those comedy shows were there in the 90s. So I had done those, and then I went out there, and you know, LA is so far from everywhere. I didn't want to tour from there. I moved my wife out there. It's like, oh, I'm going on the road for 8 weeks. See you later in this new town you're in. So I got lucky. I sold a screenplay. Then I sold a few more. Only one got made. They buy stuff, and then they just shelve it. So that's mostly what I did, but I have enough friends, and they would say, hey, audition for this, or you'd be good in this role, so I would do the role. But mostly I was a writer when I was out there primarily.
Would you go to a lot of auditions?
I went to a few, yeah. And I booked a few things here and there, but you really have to, you know, it's such a anybody who's passionate about what they're doing, I never committed that much time to it. It was almost, I almost felt like a pretender when I go into an audition, you know. But I did, like, right when I first moved to L.A., I booked a pilot with Jim Gaffigan. We were the two leads in a VH1 pilot. I played, like, this airheaded VJ. I know, stretch, huh? And so it got picked up. 13 episodes. Yeah, I just moved to L.A. I'm like, this is easy. Then it got canceled before we even shot one episode. And Jim's like, this happened. You know, he was kind of an old pro at the time. He's like, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, what?
But so, he's done it right, though. I mean,
He kept doing stand-up. He did. Great at it, yeah.
He just kept doing it, and I love him. I think he's one of my favorites.
Same. Great guy, too.
Murph and I were talking about this the other day. A guy that used to come into our studio all the time, was before he made it big, was Peter Tosh. Stand-up comedian, and then he was big in that
Daniel Tosh. Yeah, Peter Tosh was the guy,
who was Peter
the Jamaican
Tosh?
Guy.
Yeah,
who sang
Peter
with
Tosh.
The Stones.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes, you're right.
He'd be a good guest, too.
The Rastafarian.
Yeah, he'd
be
great, too.
Right. But anyway, then he made it big in that TV show, Silicon Valley, I think was the name of it.
But I think he had
some issues with yada, yada, yada.
Oh, did he?
But he was just a stand-up guy who'd come to Green Bay and then got that one break, and it's like, bada bing.
And he did Tosh 2.0 on Comedy Central.
Exactly.
He had a good run with that.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, you tread water, and then all of a sudden magic happens out of a bottle, and you never know how
One of the best
happen.
Gigs I had was I worked on a show called Sports Soup. I was in a room with five other people. We were all sports fans and comedians. So we had so much fun. We'd write sketches, then we'd perform them. It was like The Soup on Comcast, but it was just about sports. So it was really, like, every day I was like skipping to work. It was so much fun.
I'll bet.
So yeah, it was a great time, and I met a lot of great people. I'm hoping to have some of them on my show, which starts Monday night, 8 to 10, December 4th.
Okay, so December 4th, people can tune in, and I'm sure you can download it if you can't tune in if you're working or something. But this is going to be, like you said, I love the timing on this because it's not that serious. I mean, it's educational, it's entertaining, but it's not super serious. And you're going to hit on all the entertainment going on in the state. And you know, I mean, you've lived, you're a young guy, but I mean, 14 years
it's
in
your
LA.
Wheelhouse.
It's your wheelhouse. That's
no,
I mean.
It's great. And I'm as much as I was in that world and I've done a lot of different things, I'm a fan too. I love good TV. I love good movies. So, and I think... Yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see how it goes. It'll be on statewide, so we can talk about things all over the state, and it's
going to
be a blast.
Are you going to the Christmas party for WGBW?
Yeah.
For Civic Media?
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny, we should go and talk to Sage about that statewide thing.
And we need to get Gizmo there to perform his magic.
I should tell you guys, it's a costume party. You knew that, right? Okay.
Don't pull that. They pulled that on Johnny before.
I can even show you pictures. Murph and I were on the other day. They were talking about that. We did a thing. We had to do a remote on Halloween morning.
Yeah. Okay?
And so, we're all dressed up. All dressed. So I got this big costume as the Pope. I go there as the Pope and everything like that. Not a single other person in costume. Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's hilarious.
On
I
our
love
show,
it.
Sports Soup, I was a Pope.
No kidding.
I'll share the picture with you. I was a bishop. I'm sorry.
I was something.
I was very
holy. I might
holy,
have been a cardinal.
Well, what color was
I might have been a cardinal, too.
Well, wait, what color was your hat?
Red.
Huh?
Red.
Pope?
Cardinal?
Mine was like gold, I think.
No. Just wait now. The Pope wears the white.
Yeah.
Then you've got the...
The
red is the cardinal. But then there's the fuchsia... The it's not purple, but it's that other color. That's somebody else.
I think it was a colonel.
The bishops wear mauve.
Yeah, no, colonels aren't in the Vatican. Jeez.
Second lieutenant?
You told me he was the altar boy of the year. I don't believe that either.
My hat sucks. I retired at the Vatican. Just saying.
You caught more wafers when people would drop them with the
remember that
the
thing?
Red.
Yeah, I do.
You ever give anybody a shock or you just touch their Adam's apple?
They were phasing those out when I was an altar boy.
They?
I was a terrible altar boy.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
This is going to be a great show. New night. Light host. Is that what you're
the show is called? Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's called Nightlight.
It's going to be great. You know, sports and entertainment are the two things that bring people together.
Absolutely.
After a long day of talking politics, whatever, we're just going to have a great time.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
You guys will have to be on. I'd love to have you guys on.
I'd love that anytime.
Yeah.
I live upstairs here, so just call me down. Things are getting slow.
He does.
Johnny, come down.
John, I had someone fall out.
Right. Exactly. Anytime you need me, I'd love to be on it.
Stumbling distance.
But you got to wear nice clothes now. That's, see, that's.
I know. Yeah. We'll cameras are coming soon.
What was it, Jock?
Oh, my gosh. Coming soon.
Just put a tank top on. But I'd love to see John in a
favorite,
tank top.
Favorite Bob Marley song? Peter Tosh song? Peter Butter.
Oh, my gosh.
What Buffalo Soldier.
Jukebox? Yeah.
Buffalo
that's a good
Soldier.
Show. Yeah.
Love that song.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but now that you said it.
Yes.
That's my.
It's great having you here.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And try not
fun.
To have.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Having my baby stuck in your head all day.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
We're going to
get it out.
We should exit with It's a Small World after all.
Who's the winner, Convoy?
No, it's not yet. Just Convoy.
No.
Convoy.
30 days wins.
30 days wins. Tomorrow we'll announce the winner of two tickets to Frank's Dinner Theater,
he's
the
like
Christmas
Rodney
special. Hey, Judge, cheer up, will you? Hey, how you doing? All right, we got to go. Thanks for being here, everybody. Pete Schwabba, you're awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Mine or the Mayor, back tomorrow. See you.